Children first. Annie led everyone down the hall to the stairs, away from the cold seawater. As she and Lucy helped William up the stairs, Jack and Teddy followed. Halfway up the staircase, Teddy let out a yelp. Jack looked back. The water was creeping up the stairs, step by step. "Come on, Jack!" Annie shouted. Jack ran up the rest of the stairs. He and Annie led William and Lucy through the smoky room. The men were still playing cards. "To the lifeboats!" Annie yelled at the card players. "Right now, hurry!" The men smiled at her again. "Little girl," one said with a laugh, "even if this ship does sink, it will take all night. There's plenty of time for everyone on board to be rescued." "Indeed, many ships are on their way right now," another man said in a soothing voice. "There's nothing to worry about."
"Not true," said Annie.
Lucy turned to Jack.
"This doesn't sound so bad after all," she said.
"It is bad. Please trust me," said Jack. "We have to keep going." They went outside. The crowd on the third-class deck had grown. Many wore life belts, but no one here seemed very worried yet. Jack and Annie pulled Lucy and William along. They hurried through the crowd and down the first-class hall. They came to the end and trooped up the grand staircase. On the top deck, the Titanic was as bright as a Christmas tree. A band played lively music. With a hiss and rush of light, a rocket streaked into the sky. It made a loud boom, then it burst into many-colored balls. Shivering in the cold, William laughed and clapped.
"Fireworks," he said.
Lucy smiled at Jack and Annie.
"This is a trick, isn't it?" she said. "You've brought us to a party."
"No, it isn't," said Jack. "Don't you remember the water downstairs?" Lucy's smile faded. "Women and children first," someone shouted.
"That's you," said Annie. "Come on."
She pulled Lucy and William toward a lifeboat. Chapter 7, The Gift. The lifeboat was waiting to go down. It looked tiny as it swung on cables at the side of the big ship. The water below looked black. "Get in, get in," a uniformed man shouted.
"No, no," said William. He hid his face against Lucy's coat.
Lucy was shaking her head.
"I'd rather stay here," she said to Jack and Annie. Jack understood. The brightly lit Titanic seemed so solid and safe compared to the little lifeboat.
"You can't stay here," said Annie. "The Titanic is going to sink soon."
"Very soon," said Jack. Lucy kept shaking her head. Jack saw tears in her eyes. "Lucy, we're telling the truth," said Jack. "You and William are in great danger."
"You have to be brave now," said Annie, "for your brother's sake."
Lucy straightened up and tried to smile.
"All right," she said. "I will."
"This way," a man called. "Women and children, this way, you four."
He pointed at them. "Get in," said Jack. He gently pushed Lucy and William forward.
"Goodbye, Lucy," said Annie. "Goodbye, William."
Lucy looked surprised.
"You're not coming?" she asked.
"No, we're going home another way," said Annie.
"Oh, dear," said Lucy. "I hope you'll be safe."
"We will, don't worry," said Jack.
"Wait," said Lucy.
She reached into her coat pocket and pulled out a silver watch on a chain.
"This is a gift for both of you," she said. "It's our father's watch. We carried it on the voyage for good luck. I have a feeling that the two of you were our good luck tonight."
Jack looked at the watch as Lucy put it around Annie's neck. The time on the watch was 1:50. There were only 30 minutes left.
"Hurry, hurry," he said.
Jack and Annie watched as a big man picked Lucy up and swung her into the little boat. Then he picked William up and put him in Lucy's lap.
"Bye,"
cried Annie. She stepped forward to blow a kiss. Just then, the man picked Annie up.
"No,"
shouted Annie.
"Into the lifeboat, my dear," the man said, and he tossed Annie into the lifeboat.
"No, no,"
cried Jack.
Then the man reached for him, too. Jack jumped away just in time.
Annie, he yelled. Get out!
Annie tried to climb out of the lifeboat.
Let me out, she cried.
Arf, arf,
Teddy barked from over Jack's shoulder. The lifeboat jerked. It started creaking down toward the dark, cold sea.
Come back, Jack called.
But there was nothing he could do as Annie disappeared from sight. Chapter 8. Every Man for Himself.